It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Again, finds itself at the center of the big news today. The Trump administration continues to try and find a solution to an intractable, problematic waterway in a dangerous part of the world.
Mounting problems at the reflecting pool on the National Mall.
You are looking right now at what is rapidly turning into a $16 million headache for the White House.
Damn you, Mom Donnie! That is really f***ing green. I didn't realize, like... neon. Did they replace the water with Mountain Dew? What is that? I mean, didn't they just have a pool company come in and fix it? How did it get so green?
One of those companies, Green Water Services.
Quite perplexing.
Green Water Solutions, how can we help you? Yeah. Your pool's what color now? Oh, hey, look who's here. It's our best friend.
Jody on the show.
She's here to make things weird.
That's what we're waiting for. I'm gonna talk with Steffi. Who's our favorite whore?
Stephanie, who's our favorite whore?
Stephanie,
that's what it says.
English.
Rocky Mountain Mike put that together.
Yes, he did. And you know, if you were to diagram the sentence, the she refers to you.
Oh. Okay. Who's, well, I wore my I Make Everything Weird t-shirt. We can't tell anymore. Do you make things weird or do you make me weirder? Whatever.
You're
Everyone
weird.
Loves the Tuesday show best because it is the weirdest. Also, can we get weirder than the timelines we're currently covering? Chris, I didn't even have time to read all the details because it doesn't matter of my two headlines this morning. Let's see. Trump says vandals destroyed reflecting pool with box cutter. See how this little shout out to 9/11. See how he
exactly 1 month ago he said you're not going to be able to cut the lining with a knife.
And I saw this morning he said it's a 250 long gash, and then he said 350 actually. He said Trump says proof of his allegations that vandals cut reflecting pool paint will be provided in court. Yeah, we look
forward to that.
Because I heard him blame Antifa and also Obama somehow. So Obama in a scuba suit.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Caroline Leavitt, last night on Hannity, blamed Obama.
Okay.
The vandalism is very real. It's a very real problem. In fact, I spoke with the National Park Service just before joining the show. They now have 17 police reports that have been filed in just the matter of a few days. There's actually been 6 arrests at the reflecting pool, where, again, these deranged individuals, many of them longtime donors to the Democrat Party, Obama, to Act Blue, that have been vandalizing and desecrating our federal monument, one of the most beautiful monuments in the world.
Oh, wow. Okay, these are people that just either put their hand in the pool or they picked up a floating chunk of blue paint is what. So, Jody, to review, people who raped children for years, no arrests.
No.
People who beat up Capitol Police officers.
Pardoned.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. Okay, just to review.
And pooping everywhere in the Capitol.
Yes, that is not defacing, I guess, the Capitol. Okay, so, wow. Was there an Obama in there? I missed it.
I'm sorry, there was no Obama.
Oh,
just
okay.
Longtime donors to the Democratic Party.
Oh, too, sure.
No, she didn't say Democratic, remember. She said Democrat.
Right. Yeah. That's dumb to get upset about that.
Started with McCarthy.
Yesterday, Jody, I don't know if you saw, there's some guy in a frog suit that says Amphiba. Like, I was like, attention, all cast members of Avatar, the Smurfs.
Mutant Ninjas.
And who was the other one we called?
The Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Blue? Oh, and Blue Man Group. Please report to the reflecting pool immediately.
Tobias Funke, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Resistance needs you. There's a casting call for floating clumps of blue paint.
Yeah.
Please report now. That'd be funny. Come on. The visual with the Amphiba frog.
Yeah.
Jody, can this timeline... This is my fault for saying this timeline can't get any stupider.
Yeah, stop saying that.
Because...
Oh, goodness.
I believe, as Ted Lieu, among many others, pointed out, there are video
cameras 24/7.
There's cameras everywhere in that area. So once again, there will be carry the four divided by zero evidence of anybody sabotaging the reflecting pool except him.
Right, he did it. I mean, if he wants to talk vandals, he's the vandal.
Right. Well, okay, he's calling people vandals that are going, "Hey, what's wrong with the reflecting pool? Like, it's not illegal to touch the reflecting pool." Okay. By the way, our kids still remain, you know, basically in a shooting gallery at school, but the entire pool now is lined with National Guard, mm-hmm. who we also wouldn't call on January 6th right. when right. cops were being beaten to death.
Also,
but that's,
there yeah. are cameras trained on the reflecting pool and the entire mall 24 right. hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's what Ted Lieu posted, yeah. uh-huh. right?
Well, even with
okay,
the 86,
produce the evidence.
With the 8647, there is video of people kind of doing the 8 and kind of doing it. Over a time period,
right?
So, but you can't see who they are because the video is so far away.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But it really. I'm like, I swear to God, he's like, box cutters, 9/11. I've got it. That's what we're going with. It was somebody in
scuba diving, I assume.
Yes. Well, obviously Obama scuba diving.
Of course.
Yeah, and other members of Antifa. Okay. By the way, we begin with some love for Jody. That's why I'm wearing my weird T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Rick says Jody brings out absolutely the best in Stephanie. Well, good, or the weird, the yeah, weirdest, the weirdness.
If you consider
right?
that, best.
I don't know. She's
this is as good as
just,
it gets.
Yeah.
She's an enabler. She's my Vicki Lawrence. I know you would get to think that you get to be Carol Burnett, but you don't.
That's fine. It's not my show. It's
That's,
your
there
show.
There you go. See?
Yeah. yeah.
I got See? It. I'm a so good second banana.
You are Vicki Lawrence.
I'm a good second banana.
Yeah. yeah. She who is wildly talented,
she,
could I
yes.
just say. Good friends are rare and cherished in life. Looking forward to hearing what Charlie and Mike have to say about Trump's Swiss cheese brain. Okay. Yes. Is it Swiss cheese? We think it's syphilitic worms in tapioca.
Yes. That's more accurate, I think.
I think so.
I think it smells more like Limburger, though.
Yeah. Definitely.
My parents used to have Limburger on saltines.
Why?
For that Madman happy hour.
That's
be like,
weird.
Oh, God, it's happy hour. No wonder I don't like hard liquor. I associate it with the smell of Limburger. And sometimes yeah. liverwurst on saltines.
Where do you get Limburger
Or sometimes
cheese?
Herring. My mom dad would have herring.
Herring?
Herring on saltines.
How English is your family?
I don't know.
Apparently.
Nasty. They eat nasty stuff with
apparently
cocktails.
Very.
Huh?
Oof.
Yeah. Well, Miller isn't English, but your mom was Polish, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Checks out.
She didn't do she didn't do pierogies, I guess, on saltines.
Those are yummy.
Yeah, they are delicious, aren't they?
I love pierogies.
Did your mom make pierogies?
Yes.
Oh.
They're yummy.
Christopher, Bella, once again, because we're all desperate to think about or talk about anything other than that.
Oh, hooray.
Him. Jody, we get off on a weird subject like my birds. We find that we have apparently the large, our audience is made up almost entirely of ornithologists. There, I have heard from more bird experts
oh
on, by email and social media than
friend.
Any other subject.
I have a good friend that does, she
yes.
does that too.
Well, I posted all over social media the week ago when they hatched and then what they looked like this weekend right before they left. And they are,
they're
it
doves.
Has been determined they're doves,
they
yes.
are. That's what I thought last week.
Right, because you're the smartest girl in class. All right, but let's see. Oh, yes, here it is. This was very spiritual. James posted mourning doves. They're mourning doves.
Mm-hmm.
Visiting mourning dove is widely considered a deeply positive omen, representing peace, love, and spiritual comfort. In folklore and spiritual traditions, they're often viewed as messengers from the angelic realm or signs from a departed loved one. It's my mom and dad saying, do not up this latest relationship. She's the one. She's your dove. I don't know. I'm just speculating. It's
no, that's sweet.
I think so. All right. Okay. All right. Hold, please. We're not done. Defender of democracy threaded, dear sweet Stephanie, your moot cohorts are wrong again. Very few birds reuse their nests. Nest removal after babies fledge is recommended.
Oh.
Additionally, mother birds stop bringing food to encourage fledging, but continue to feed them afterwards. Because I got new information from Gen Z over here, and I thought at first she was a neglectful whore. And
no,
then
I
said, then we decided, no, she's a hardworking single
no.
mom
yes.
that works at Norm's
works
Deli and Jumbo's Clown Room.
Yes. Someone's got to serve those pancakes.
That's right.
And someone's got to show those boobies.
And someone's got to shake some A.
Yes.
If you're watching the eaglets,
Hitching
that's what's
upper.
Happening with them. They're going to fledge in the next week, they think.
So much information. Who is this one? Sinala says, morning doves haven't been in the nest for at least 8 hours. They may relay within a week or two, assuming they believe the area to be a good nest
yeah.
site.
Yeah.
he said, you better take down that umbrella. You'll never enjoy a glass of wine on your front deck again. I just cleaned up after the last ones. Get out, get a job, clean your room.
Did they poop on your table?
No, but they pooped all over the ground. I gotta get a brush today.
Yeah.
Okay, John says, I too am an empty nester. We were in Alaska for 3 weeks. Subscribe to the Steffcast so we wouldn't miss a show.
Ow!
That's the smartest thing. Yeah. Saw a bird's nest near the cabin, was afraid the babies were abandoned, but thanks to your show, I know the absent mom was just making the baby strong. Yes, we learned so many things about my little bird family. Let's see. Oh, this is just also some very dark stories that...
What?
Uh-oh.
Why?
Crummy Buttons posted, I was a bird mama this spring to a pair of robins. I couldn't stop watching them. Me too. And thought their parents were negligent until one day one leapt out of the nest and was pecked to death by a blue jay.
Oh.
I didn't need to hear that story. I don't know what happened to the second bird, but the parents left and I took the nest down. Wow.
Wow.
It's kind of a dark bird experience.
I was watching Sandy try to fly the other day, and she was kind of out on what they call the front porch.
Ooh.
And she kept, and it was like, don't go too far out. Don't go, because you're going to fall.
I was checking every like 2 minutes. I was so nervous. But you could tell by Saturday they were like, hey, what are these things? Are these wings? What do you do with these? You could tell they were starting to...
You should watch the eaglets because they are doing that all the time in the nest right now.
Oh, in Big Bear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, Bella, now, and Chris, now more to your specialty insects, because yesterday we had yet another incident. Was it a spider?
It was a spider.
It was a spider. Okay.
It was an inch long spider.
Not that big. Don't know where it went.
It was.
What are entomologists? What are insect experts? We also obviously have a very large audience of insect experts.
Insectologists.
Arachnids?
Aren't they entomologists? What are they?
Well, arachnids are spiders.
Right. Right.
Yeah, entomologists are...
Frangulas are our spider experts.
Entomologist is words. I believe.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, K block, subject block, because I was asking, would the spider eat the centipede that sometimes menaces Bella?
Yeah, they like spin a web around it and capture it,
and,
right?
Anyway, this is interesting. According to Google AI, some large spiders eat centipedes. However, the reverse is much more common because centipedes are typically faster and possess a painful, paralyzing venom. Mm. They frequently hunt and eat spiders. So it could get really interesting in here.
It could be like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Yeah, right? And you're
so
like Jim in a helicopter.
Big?
What?
It was only this big?
It was big.
That's not big. Cane spiders, big as my hand.
Well, we don't live in sugar cane. Yeah.
They were
it
on
was
my
just
pillow.
The
sometimes.
Visual of an incredibly huge, muscular man going up. What is that? During the first segment yesterday,
I don't like spiders either.
Nobody likes. We'll talk to Angela tomorrow from Frangela. I know they're on a Wednesday. Everybody, calm
I know.
Down.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. I thought you had another thought.
No. It dropped down onto this computer, crawled over this computer, and then it dropped down like.
Yeah. But you know, Bella, if we're a betting, I know you're a betting person.
Oh yeah.
Well, since we haven't seen centipedes, I'm gonna say the spider won that round.
I don't know. I do get sometimes he'll come out from back there behind the armoire, and it gets a little. We have a little moment, and
right.
I really don't.
Okay.
And then the minute I turn away, it disappears.
We'll see which one burps when they show up and has like a tentacles coming out of their mouth.
Lauren Bacall ate a spider once.
Neither spiders nor centipedes have tentacles. So
whatever that is.
Like, no, legs.
One of their legs. One of their
legs.
Many legs.
Legs.
Just sticking
many
out.
Legs.
Just,
legs.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story?
Their many legs.
Did I ever tell you the story, Jody, in college? I got I don't know why, my roommate and I decided we wanted a fish tank, so we got those beta fighting fish.
Why?
Oh, my God.
They didn't
kill
tell
each
us.
Other, huh?
They, right. They didn't
you don't
tell
put
us.
Them in the tank with each other.
They did not tell us that. The next day, we're like, how come there's only one of them? And he literally had a fin sticking out of his mouth. I was like,
That's abuse. Mm.
Don't do that.
They're not goldfish.
No.
Well, it was a dumb aquarium store worker.
Yeah, they should have told you that.
And we spent hours arguing, should we get the little chest that opens or the little scuba
or
man? Like, what do you think the fish would like?
Clam?
And then it didn't even matter.
Each other.
Because they didn't live another day. We spent like an hour. I don't know. I think it's more interesting the scuba guy that has the bubbles coming out.
Betas are expensive, too.
Yeah, they are.
How old were you?
Was it USC?
Stupid.
University of Spoiled Children.
So
what
like
did
19?
I know?
Yeah, 18, 19.
I voted for Reagan. What was my judgment like, Bella? Not much.
No, I'm just thinking about the PetSmart employee that should have told two 19-year-old girls,
right.
Hey, maybe.
Hey, don't get the two beta fighting fish. That's what's in the name.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like calling Greenwater Solutions and going, hey, my water's green.
Have you seen that guy?
Oh my God! Oh my God! I decided he's Laurel from. He's Laurel from Laurel and Hardy.
The round one. He's the round one. Yes.
The polar hat and the I had to Google that this morning.
Which
he's
one
Oliver,
it was?
He's Oliver Hardy.
Yeah. Yes. The you just said Laurel though. Stan Laurel.
No, Hardy.
Okay, he's Oliver Hardy.
Oliver Hardy.
Got it.
Yes. Only an evil version.
I don't know which one is which.
I thought it was a joke. I'm like, that's not really a real guy. 2026.
Yeah.
And was busted for bribery, right?
Yes. Like bribing a congressman.
Imagine, you know, being a confidant of Donald Trump and being busted for bribery.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Bella's wrapping me, so you know
I
what?
Am.
That's yeah, what look at you.
Yeah. Wow. This ain't no party.
It ain't no yeah.
Gen Z overlords. Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Miller.
Close enough. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Jody Hamilton's here from the Politics Bar, everybody. Oh, Tom Schaefer says Greenwater Solutions CEO John Carafo reminds me of a Dick Tracy villain.
He does.
No, I'm telling you, he is Hardy from Laurel.
No, he's
Hardy.
Oliver Hardy.
Oliver Hardy was a nice person. That guy is not a nice person.
Yeah, but he does look like some sort of cartoon villain.
He does look like a cartoon villain. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Karen in Chicago. Boo boo foo foo. Hello.
Hey, good morning. You know, listening to Caroline Leavitt, I mean, they lie as they breathe. The problem in our country, the reason that the MAGA cult has been able to gain any kind of traction is because of Fox News and all of these other propaganda stations. First, one of the first orders of business when we take back the levers of power needs to be passing anti-propaganda legislation and starting to hold these entities accountable, because I mean it is out of hand. I told you about my niece's wedding. Yeah. They are creating this army that walk among us of trolls, MAGA trolls, and it's just, I don't know any way out of this other than to start putting an end to the lies that they're being fed.
Yeah. No, someone was asking Karen, like, does MAGA really believe this latest BS about the the reflecting pool? And someone, I think it was Patton Oswalt, was like, "Oh, you sweet summer child, they'll be insisting this 10 years from now."
They're trying to erase Nixon and Watergate.
Yeah, yeah. Noel Kassler, our friend, says y'all are acting like you've never seen an octogenarian drug addict before blow $16 million on a reflecting pool because he gave a no-bid contract to a guy who looks like he sold Quaaludes to the Riddler and then blamed the algae bloom on a 350-foot box cutter attack by an underwater Antifa before.
Algae.
Right. Okay, could you just listen to how funny the whole thing was just because I mispronounced one word? Thank you, Noel Kassler. That was hilarious. I'm sorry everybody here ruined it. All right, Charlie Pearson, Mike Nellis, all coming up.
Look at this. 66% of Americans simply think he wanted to end the war. And even among Republicans, his own party, don't think that, in fact, the Trump administration met its war goals. In fact, they think he wants to just end the war. So this idea, hey, we won, everyone, we won. The American people don't think that is exactly what happened. What they think happened was Iran was fighting back. America looked at the chance of victory in terms of what Trump initially laid out as the chance of victory. They did not think that that was possibly going to be accomplished. We're talking about two-thirds of Americans, and even a majority of Republicans did.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yes. Wildly unpopular, everything.
Yep.
Trump touches. Yeah, right. Oh, here it is. Yes, Ted Lieu. Michelle Post. Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool in D.C. is equipped with 24/7 camera monitoring. The perimeter of the National Mall is continuously recorded and heavily patrolled by multiple law enforcement agencies, including the U.S. Park Police. And that's what Ted Lieu said. There's 24/7 camera that shows the reflecting pool. If someone went into the pool and made a 250-foot gash, then it became 350 feet.
Right,
yeah,
because it's longer now.
Right. It would have. There's a Melania Trump joke in there, but I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm not making it. Mm-mm. A 250-foot gash.
Ha!
It would have been it would have been seen. Trump is lying again. Everyone knows it, but the people at DOJ are randomly going after people to soothe Trump's fragile ego. It's just going to be another ridiculous.
There's no grand jury. Seashell.
God knows what.
This isn't the first gash we've seen from the Trump administration.
You know, is your point that you wanted to play Jennifer Welch?
What?
Yes, our friend Jennifer Welch.
What was I saying?
I don't know about Melania.
Donald Trump has proven that these people are the hypocrites, pro-family. They're absolutely anti-family. Look at the family they're promoting right now. A man who has three baby mamas, five kids. These are their family values. This is it. We were revealed recently through Melania's former best friend that she was a two-bit hooker. I mean, surprises none of us, but these people don't believe in anything.
That was Jennifer Welch saying that. It wasn't anybody on this program.
We did not say that.
We don't endorse that.
No. But we report the news.
Wink. Right. You were just reporting.
Yes.
Right.
We're not encouraging it with fake applause or anything. Wink. Okay. I don't even know Jen. I've never even met her.
Not for lack of trying.
We would love to have you on.
Not for lack of trying.
Jen, we would love
to.
Seriously. Exactly. Not for lack of begging on air.
Right.
All right.
And off air, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, hey, Jody's here, so I can start our family fight again. Hugo's mom on Blue Sky said, the answer to Chris's question about how long are we going to kiss Hunter Biden's ass is the exact amount of time the Republicans spent trying to make his life a living hell. Thank you. Thank you. Did you see Chris LaVoy made a very immature kissing up sign behind Allison Gill's back to Bella? Because they are so immature. When she was saying delightful Hunter Biden is having met him.
It had nothing to do with Allison. It was while you were kissing Hunter Biden's ass.
Oh, no. Allison was talking about having met him and how fantastic she thinks he is.
And well, then you, that's the only time I've heard Allison talk about him.
Yeah. Like an eighth grade boy.
She doesn't incessantly talk about him every
segment
of the show.
Well, you don't have to make stupid faces to Bella behind my back. Our guests back.
The more time we spend on Hunter Biden, the less time we're spending on
birds.
Winning in November and winning.
Lots of Democrats think that's exactly the way we should fight, the way Hunter Biden is fighting. Jody agreed with me last week.
Well, then,
yes,
fight the way
you.
Just because
you're louder
him,
than Jody
fight the way he fights.
Doesn't mean you're righter.
I feel like I get why people like him, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I just don't want us to pay too much attention.
Right. I don't want him to suck all the oxygen out of the room.
I think we talked to Mike Nellis about this last week too. I just think a lot of Democrats are like, that's it. That's the way we should fight. And, and the way he is countering all these MAGA talking points, and he's doing it with humor and authenticity and.
I think Newsom is doing it better.
Do we have to let's just have a big tent? Do we have to fight like who's better? Their interview together was actually fantastic. I thought Lincoln Project. I was going to save this one for Mike Nellis. Speaking of general theme, he said we have a new message for Democrats: attack, 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 which is what Hunter Biden's doing. Trump is corrupt. He has butchered the economy, and his DOJ operates like a mob, like mob lawyers, and every voter knows it. So stop looking backwards. Stop with the endless focus groups. This isn't complicated. He's weak. Finish him.
Finish him.
This is what we talk about, alpha liberaling, and I think Newsom's doing it. I think Hunter Biden's doing it. I think a lot of our Dems are doing it. Bella's finding our. Is that
finish him?
There we go.
Is that from Mortal Kombat?
It is.
Yes, yeah. I was going to say. Yes. Video game something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
video game. I agree. We should.
Finish him.
Okay. Bella has a cold. That's why she's so husky.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Jim and Ohio.
Finish him.
Oh, my gosh.
Finish him.
Finish him.
Finish him.
Finish him.
All right, fine. Jim in Ohio.
In this room.
No, that's Linda Blair.
Hi.
From
Linda
Blair.
Jim.
From The Exorcist. Hi. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. I just hope Trump is listening today.
Never misses a show. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think he's missing a great opportunity. If you remember, Scott Bessent testified on the Senate committee, and he was asked about Bill Pulte, and he said he'd like to kick his ass.
Mm-hmm. He is a hot-headed homo, that guy,
yeah,
Scott Bessent. He's gotten in fisticuffs. Yeah. There's a lot of in this new book about the behind-the-scenes fighting and Trump calling people C's and, God, what a bag of rats. Just fight, 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 all of you. You're all equally awful. Can I do one? Just, it's kind of sad, but kind of a happy thing because of, you know, here we are in L.A. Raider says the atmosphere at the Los Angeles Stadium was electric when Iran played in front of a passionate crowd. Fans across the stadium cheered loudly for Iran, creating a show of support and making it feel like a home game for the team. So then Iran leaves a note.
Sweetest note.
Just to show you, like, we're all better than Trump and that whole version of America, right? Iran left a note in SoFi Stadium's locker room thanking L.A. for its hospitality at the World Cup. They wrote, from the ancient Persia of thousands of years ago to the civilized Iran of today, the spirit of Iran remains alive and steadfast. We came to Los Angeles with pride, competed with honor, and leave with dignity. May peace, respect, and friendship prevail among all nations.
It's lovely.
This, like, we literally are in a place where we believe Iran more. We're cheering for Iran. And by the way, they don't like their leadership either. That was another lie we told them is, oh, we're going to liberate you. Yeah, liberate yourselves. Well, we just put in a younger, more right-wing, more autocratic, brutal dictatorship. We didn't help the Iranian people. We didn't, you know, we killed 200 of their schoolgirls.
Yeah.
And that's, but that's still their message is we, the people of Iran, we come in peace, you know?
I helped an Iranian family out on the subway yesterday.
Oh, what? Tell us that story, Christopher.
I was at the Hollywood Vine.
I'm sorry, I meant the love music.
I was at the Hollywood Vine subway station.
Lovely.
After the gym, and this Iranian family was with their luggage. They were leaving, going to LAX, and the father comes up to me and says, excuse me, and he has his phone out with a map on him.
I'm like,
and he says, how do I get to LAX? Do I go to Union Station? And I'm like, well, no.
Is that your Iranian accent?
Yeah,
whatever.
That's
my generic.
Okay.
Generic,
It's like in Mission Impossible.
Let me take a moment to say, Aljai. All right, go ahead.
And I said, no, you need to, you know, take this train to this train and then go there. And he's like, okay, thank you. And he gives me a fist bump.
Aw.
Yeah.
Aw. I had a driver that was Iranian, that, you know, for a car service that we used to use like a million years ago, back when
we could afford it.
Yes. he was like my dad. Like, he just, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he would just pick me up at the airport. And he felt like my dad at a certain point. His son would, you know, be with him sometimes. And it just breaks my heart that, and we were always saying that, you know, back when, like, the majority are young in Iran and they don't want, you know, we both deserve better leadership than this far right wackadoodle that we both have, you know?
And
that soccer story just kind of broke my heart, you know?
And here in Los Angeles, we have a huge Persian population.
Yes.
They moved here after
many of the people,
Islamic Revolution.
Many of the businesses I frequent are
So
and Armenian, we have a, you know, that's what I love about LA. We're just big and diverse and you know, we don't see people as the enemy, and it's just the fact that we've made this whole country our enemy.
No, the leadership sucks, but the people,
right. Yes. All right. Let me in Australia, Simon in Australia. Hi, Simon.
Bonza.
Hi.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. Go ahead. Go ahead, Simon.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm just giving Chris a rag about his spiders.
Oh, yes. Well, you have...
you have spiders.
Oh, you have spiders.
I went to Australia.
I
went to Australia at Christmas. I went to Brisbane to visit my best friend.
They have spiders that are as big as your face.
Yes. Yeah. When I went to visit...
That's why I don't live there.
They fly.
When I went to visit Wanda in Australia, I was like, oh my God, you live in Jumanji. Like 24-7 snakes dropping out. It's just spiders the size of your dinner plates.
Where you are in Australia.
Yes. But I don't even want the possibility.
I really wanted to see koalas. Yeah, I wanted to get chlamydia from a koala. But you know, you had to
go to places
where there's too many other things alive. So I'm like, don't they have a koala delivery service? Can't they bring one? Can't they bring one to us?
And you have to
there are other ways to get chlamydia, Stephanie.
Oh, really?
And they're nocturnal on top of it all.
Chlamydia?
Oh, that's past my bedtime.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
They're also very sharp.
And they're not very nice.
They're bitey.
And they smell.
Yeah, they do smell.
Which subway on when you were riding the D? Was that story?
I was riding the B.
The D? Oh, the B.
I was riding the B.
What stop was that?
A Hollywood Vine.
Oh, there you go. They have lovely Sauvignon Blanc. I highly recommend that stop. I don't know what I'm saying. It's just weird because you're here.
I have no idea what you meant by that.
I've taken the subway. There is no...
It's a joke.
There's no wine shop on the subway,
It's a joke. Okay. I was trying to make her public transit seem fancier than it is.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. It's nice, but it's not.
Yeah, don't oversell it.
Western and Hollywood is where you get the Pinot Grigio, Jody. I know that's your favorite.
They do have a farmer's market out there.
They do.
Yeah, it's lovely.
They do.
Yeah.
Pershing Square has a really good wine bar.
Oh, good. Yeah, there. All right. Welcome, World Cuppers. 51 minutes after the hour. Jody Hamilton's here.
Hiya.
Hi.
Why are you staring at me? Because you're weird. I'm just telling you, you make everything weird.
Well, you get funny.
Oh, wait a minute.
There's a spider over here.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, I'm going to say they're winning in the great spider centipede wars of 2026.
I'm going to let that one go.
Yeah, we had one yesterday. All we have one today. What's going on?
I better call Greenwater Solutions.
Please. Get out here.
Get that guy in the bowler hat over here.
All right. Is your pool fixed?
Yes, I do. In fact, I have a leak.
You'll call him over for spiders and you end up with a green pool.
Exactly. Oh, Jody, I say this for you because I heard you and Bob Seska talking about it. We've been having this Ozempic debate. Mm-hmm. So this was an article, is Ozempic personality real? Here's what experts say. So you and I have expressed some, you know, concern. First of all, obesity is a huge problem.
It is.
So there's things that help people because there are going to be a lot worse outcomes. From obesity, but we were just saying a lot of people we felt were misusing it, you know, that's meant really for diabetes.
Yes.
And for people that are severely overweight. Here in Hollywood, my actor nephew, I was telling you, said you go to parties and they go, you want an Ozempic shot. It's like, you know, instead of
one
a tequila
shot's not
shot.
Gonna do anything,
and these are like
it?
Actors that want to lose like 10 pounds or something for a role.
Yeah, one shot's not going to do anything.
Yeah, one shot's not going to do anything, is it?
I don't know.
No.
But that's what we were talking about. It's just, you know, but Bob was talking about a new study saying it reduces the incidence of breast cancer.
It can.
Oh!
Which
It fights inflammation. That's one of the good things.
Yeah. Apparently, it also reduces impulsive behavior. Mm-hmm.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But Chris, this is the thing they're talking about, not in a good sense, this article. And I was just curious because I don't, you know, I've never taken it. But they said for some people, GLP-1 drugs seem to be changing more than just their appetite. While certain GLP-1 users say they feel calmer on the medications, others describe a kind of gray filter settling over everyday life. They call it Ozempic personality. The Washington Post explored reports of emotional flattening among some GLP-1. Some users say they've lost interest in things they once enjoyed, mm-hmm. food, obviously, but also socializing, sex, alcohol, even their favorite TV shows. So I hadn't heard, you know.
I don't know. My dad is on Ozempic, and he's been on Ozempic for a long time.
Yeah.
But he has diabetes, so he got prescribed it from his doctor. And he looks, not that he looked particularly unhealthy, but you can tell the difference. Like, it's helped him a lot with like day to day life and things like that. But I haven't noticed a difference in his personality.
I wonder if his dosage is different
I think it's because he needs it versus people who don't need it.
Yeah.
But in general, GLP peptides are also a really scary thing going around right now.
What are they supposed to do?
Peptides are kind of
make you look like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, kind of similar to GLP-1s, but they're not approved by the FDA. So people order them from overseas and inject them. Mm-hmm. And it's very scary because we have no idea what the effects are long term.
Yeah.
I know people firsthand who are doing peptides.
I know, like you were saying, some anti-anxiety medicine, I've heard some people say reduces your sexual, you know, your ability to orgasm or interest in sex. Yeah,
a lot of them do.
Can confirm.
Oh, all right. Okay, thank you, doctor. Yeah. Okay,
I've never taken that kind of medication, but I've had a lot of roommates who have been on SSRIs, and they have reported back that, sometimes it's difficult.
In other news, everyone in the Army has the flu because Pete Hegseth is a ridiculous anti-vaxxer that says remove the vaccine mandate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's weird because I guess they're in kind of close quarters and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how. They were crazy. They all got the flu. Who knew? Okay, let's go to Sarah in Minnesota. Hi, Sarah. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I would love for you to have Doug Chapin on. He is going to flip the six in Minnesota and get rid of Tom Emmer.
Oh.
We want to get rid of Tom Emmer.
That would be fantastic. Okay.
We'll go ahead.
Right
and
on.
Also, yeah, please do. And also... Harmar is one of my favorite Marmars.
The Harmar.
What's going to happen to the Harmar? I heard it might get
I heard it's kind of a dead mall.
Yes, it is now. But okay. It used to be fantastic. It used to have wonderful things. There, Farrell's and the movie theater.
Farrell's.
Farrell's. Wow.
Farrell's is amazing.
Wow, that's a throwback.
Yeah.
I think that's. Yeah.
Aww.
Well, Sarah, we send all our best thoughts out to the Harmar.
Harmar.
They might raise the whole king.
Yeah. Aw, no.
Bella's never experienced the wonder that is a Farrell's.
I know, Farrell's.
I don't know fantastic. What that is.
We used to go get free ice cream sundaes for our birthday.
My friend wrote a book about growing
birthdays.
Up gay, and he had the funniest, child of the 70s time capsule joke. He said he first realized it because he said, "Why does Mark Spitz make my painter pants feel tight?" Mark Spitz was a famous Olympic swimmer.
He's very attractive.
And painter pants, I don't know what to tell you about painter pants. I had lime green painter pants overalls.
What are painter pants?
They're
for painters.
Something we wore in the 70s. I don't know.
I was alive in the 70s. I never wore painter pants.
Really? They were usually white with lots of pockets.
Yeah.
Never wore them. I wore OP shorts in the 70s. That's about it.
Okay.
OP corduroy shorts.
You do you, boo.
I remember OP and Accords. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember those.
You do you, boo. Right. Okay.
And hang 10. Hang
yes,
10 clothes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Bella and Jody, this is for you. You can go take an early coffee break.
Okay, bye.
Spinning chair.
Wilkie said... hang on, where are we? Oh, I'm sorry, no. Courtenell said, "Dear Americans, you have normalized misogyny to the point where a woman has to be flawless to lead, while Trump can be reckless, dishonest, and cruel and still become president."
Yep.
And you still have the audacity to ask why women are angry.
Yep. No kidding.
See Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton sitting there at the Obama Library.
Yeah.
And realize what could have been is just heartbreaking. All right, we have your lover, Charlie Pierce.
Yes.
And also Mike Nellis all coming up on The Big Shoe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
We haven't had nuclear inspectors in Iran since, when you started bombing them last year. The Iran inspectors went in there after the JCPOA that Obama negotiated, and they only left when we attacked Iran. So just out of curiosity, why did we tear up the Obama deal with Iran again?
Yep.
That horrible Iran nuclear deal, that horrible, stupid deal.
The stupidity of that deal.
Who would make a deal so stupid as that?
The dumbest deal I've ever seen, the worst deal ever negotiated of any kind.
Yeah, what kind of a dumb f***? I guess the theory is, why trade smaller concessions with Iran for peace when we could instead lose a war with them and make bigger concessions? Well, I hope you learned your lesson, Iran. There's plenty more concessions where that came from. You mouth off again, and you're getting Greenland.
Oh, that's exactly how dumb this timeline is. Covey said, Iran sent people with PhDs to negotiate with American real estate agents, and yet people are wondering how Iran got everything they wanted. It's just the dumbest, Jody. Speaking of which, House 44 says, reflecting pool, WTF happened to me, Rose Garden. At least he didn't pave over you, West East Wing. Hold my beer. Okay, everything Trump touches dies. Have I mentioned that?
Mm-hmm.
Christopher.
Hi.
Who said... of the reflecting pool.
All right.
This will last for at least 50 years. You'll never have a leak. It's very strong. You couldn't if you had a knife. I don't want to give anyone ideas. If you had a knife, you couldn't even cut it. It's so strong, so powerful. It's like powerful rubber.
Aquaman.
No, that was Trump a couple months ago. And he
1 month
did that.
Exactly 1 month
ago. Right.
You can't cut it with a knife.
Who said yesterday, no, we had vandalism. No, vandals, we have, a 290 to 300 foot slit right through it. Probably a box cutter, a knife of some kind. Who said that?
Brian Adams.
No, that was horrible.
Because it cuts like a knife.
I get it. No, that was Trump yesterday.
I got a chuckle out of Lonnie.
I heard that.
Asked if he had proof such as, photos, video, what one would be, considered.
Evidence.
Right. Like you need in a court of
law.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's put it this way. When you have a 350, I think it's 350, not 250. When you have a 350-foot slit from one end to the other, don't make another Melania joke.
It's a bit of a gash, I think, more than a slit.
From one end to the other, you think that's proof? You think that's proof? No.
No.
The reporter said reporters had been to the site, found no such evidence of a slit. Well, you'd have to go see the Parks Department. They'll show it to you and see the secretary, but I saw it.
No, you didn't.
My God, he's such a liar.
So CBS News went to the Parks Department.
Yes, they went to Parks and Recreation. That's where you go.
And hung out with...
Yeah, Amy Poehler can help you.
Nick Offerman.
Rashida Jones.
He was referencing Doug Burgum of the aforementioned Burgumentum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They cut it very violently. The same thing with the floor. They cut it and they lifted it. They pulled it. And that's what it is. We'll have pictures. Okay. We'll look forward to those. At the right time, you'll see it. You'll see it in court. You'll see it in court. You'll have to, all you have to do is call the Parks Department, call the Department of the Interior. The president also suggested someone may have placed fertilizer in the water to create the algae. I pronounced that wrong again. If you put fertilizer in the water, you get algae. But somebody said they might have put fertilizer. They did something to create the algae.
Okay, there's duck poop.
There are cameras trained on that reflecting pool.
Thank you.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Produce the evidence, sir. In that article, CBS News did go to the Parks Department and ask for a comment. Yeah. They had no comment.
Really? Yeah. Amy Poehler was not available for comment. Okay. All right. Well, there's been a pool change. That's all we know. Right, Rocky Mountain Mike?
Aww.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, listen to that piano.
Wow.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone. Standing by the pool with dark green water. There's lots of those algae people. They're slowing the rate of growth. But I never want to share their perspiration. Time for a pool change. I know that it's time for a pool change.
Aww,
beautiful Rocky Mountain Mike. That is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. By the way, Sam Stein said the same thing. No one cut a 300-foot slit in the ceiling of the reflecting pool. That would literally be the length of a football field. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to believe this happened with a knife and no one noticed. I mean, oh my God.
It's more of a gash.
Okay. Just dying to get that joke
again. Okay.
All right.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Hey, in other grifting news, Senator Chris Murphy said no president has ever stolen an Air Force plane for himself. And you paid for it. Mm-hmm. The total cost could be $1 billion of your money for a new luxury jet for Trump and his family.
And he's keeping it.
Yeah. Because, like you always say, Chris, who's going to stop him?
Nobody's going to stop
him. This DOJ? Okay. And he's like bragging about this is the most luxurious jet ever anywhere. It's like,
and his family is going to come out. Right.
We can't afford groceries. We don't want to know about, this is the most luxurious jet ever. It's like, okay.
His family is going to come out of this with a luxury jet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That we paid for. Mm-hmm.
I desperately need some good news. Would you like some?
Yes.
Who would like some?
All right.
U.S. Judge, District Judge Stephanie, because her name's Stephanie.
Well, there you go.
Gallagher has dismissed the Trump administration's lawsuit seeking Maryland's complete unredacted voter registration database. The decision protects the sensitive personal information of roughly 4.2 million registered voters in the state. Hooray. There's one win. Hold, please. A federal judge in Minnesota has tossed out multiple DOJ grand jury subpoenas aimed at Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, and other officials in the state. U.S. District Judge Patrick Schlitz wrote, there is no doubt the DOJ issued the subpoenas to harass political opponents of Trump into assisting his administration with its immigration enforcement agenda. So we are having wins. As Barb McQuaid said yesterday, we, tested her hopeful meter. The people like her and Glenn Kirshner that believe in the rule of law, you know, and have dedicated their life to it, Jody, them being optimistic gives me optimism,
yeah.
Right? By the way, speaking of immigration, wow, undocumented immigrants paid $96.7 billion in federal, state, and local taxes in 2022. Some multi-billionaires paid zero. Immigrants aren't the problem in this economy. Billionaires are. Thank you. As Elon Musk becomes a trillionaire. That's what I don't get. They not only do a lot of jobs that Americans, I'm sorry, do not want to do, they contribute to the economy.
Well, even if they're undocumented, a lot of them are paying into Social Security. Yeah. They will never get that back.
Mm-hmm. Right. They'll never get that back. Mm-hmm. And what does Elon Musk contribute? He gets more government handouts than anybody.
Yes, he does.
Undocumented person or whatever. It's infuriating.
He also has more kids with different women than anybody.
Yes.
Yes.
Welfare queen. Hi, Seth, Homo of Hope. Hello.
Hello, homos, Bella with a Z, and future person, Jody Hamilton. I have a comment, a question, and a suggestion, and I hope you'll let me do all three.
Okay.
First, my comment regarding the pool. Toddler Trump is like a toddler, like a 3 or 4 year old, when a mom asks, who painted the wall? And the toddler makes 3 million different insane excuses and expects the mom to believe it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Trump is doing.
Yeah.
My suggestion, new theme song, or at least a song for the Stephanie Miller spring dance for Bella with a Z and Chris to dance to, would be from the 70s, I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes.
I think we have that as
we do have that as a bump. Yes.
SM Spiders.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah. We're in sync. And then my question is for Jody Hamilton.
Uh-oh. I didn't do it.
Okay. Every day I wake up in my head, I go, God, it's another day. It's a nightmare. This is a nightmare.
This is a nightmare.
Where does that come from? What?
That comes from Mad About You.
Oh, it does.
Oh, okay.
Bella, yep. I'm sorry. We're asking for six things at once. Do we have This Is a Nightmare, Carol Burnett?
It's a nightmare.
That's from Mad About You.
It's that last register she hits.
Yeah. I hope she didn't hurt herself.
Oh, okay. She's a singer. She knows how to do that.
Yes, exactly. And protect her cords.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, all right. Do we don't like spiders and snakes?
I like spiders and snakes.
This is an awful song.
I love this song.
I love it.
I think we're introducing Bella to it.
Yeah, I remember when
Stephanie Miller
said you wanna walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do.
Come on.
She said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
Wait a minute.
Like I wanna be loved by you.
Bella's like, oh my God, yeah. So old. They're so old.
Oh,
what is up with this music?
It's also not a good song.
I love that.
I love it. Jody and I love it. You know what?
Brilliant.
We are breaking into cliques, and Jody and I are in the best, brightest, smartest clique.
And I'm in the young clique.
You two are ne'er-do-wells, and you're pulling our daughter into a life of darkness and crime.
No!
When she was here in the matriarchy, when you were gone... We were raising her right, weren't we, Jody? We were the village that raised her. And then look, he comes back. Ne'er-do-well went out for cigarettes. Now he's back. Corrupting our daughter. Like a piece of...
Oh, my God.
Absent father.
I'm telling her that it's okay not to like everything that you like.
Don't teach her that. Why do you think we have a Chris is Wrong t-shirt?
Oh.
Okay.
Well, but... The Chris is Right t-shirt outsells it.
That's how you fight back, Bella. Okay.
Earworm.
Come on, don't like spiders and snakes. Hi, Pete in Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I am here strictly for nonsense this morning, and I would like to specifically talk to the Scottish folk that are in the Massachusetts area right now.
Yes.
Because
this is funny.
Those folks seem to think that since they drink the Boston area dry, that they're tough stuff. And to you Scottish folks, I would like to say you're playing with amateurs right now. Anytime you feel like you want to step up to the professionals, come a call into Wisconsin, and we'll set you up nice. But just understand, we are not going to be held responsible for when you hit the hotel room and you're peeing in the closet and you're thinking you're hitting the toilet, that's not on us. That's on you. Oh, by the way, hey, Chris.
Yes,
Chris.
Hi. What? Hi.
What?
Chris.
Hi.
Hey, with a 350-foot gash, couldn't you birth a nation? Wouldn't you think?
Certainly could.
Both of you get in the penalty box together.
What?
Stupid little jokes
it's
there.
It's true.
Misogynistic. Okay.
What?
We can attest, by the way, that Wisconsin is the professional drinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were smashed on beer at 8 a.m. when we started broadcasting from there one time.
Well,
Austin, you're going to have to step it up.
Well, what else are you going to do there?
Oh,
sorry.
Madison is a lovely town.
You see what you've done? You've turned her into a harsh, to a buzzkill. Hey, you've turned her into a full-time
like
buzzkill.
I have no clue what I'm talking about. I've never been there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Madison,
I'm sure.
We were there right as the leaves were turning, and it was just like...
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Guys, I'm kidding.
I know.
There's value everywhere.
See? Dragged her into your negativity, to your blocking, buzzkilling nature. Okay. Bella, you want to grow up more like mommy. Okay. Let's...
Don't answer that.
Nah. Charlie.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Okay, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton's here, so that's exciting.
That's why it's weird.
Yeah, and Charlie
not
Pierce.
My fault.
So we had the lovely, you came to say hello to the lovely and talented Olivia Troy in studio. I was reading a post about nobody's ever worked in the Trump administration. I can't. And I said, this is how we lose elections. We need all of our friends in the foxhole against, you know. But also there's a difference. For instance, everyone's talking about Tucker Carlson. Can I just say, I don't know, that guy. You know, people like Olivia, first of all, there's a difference between public servants, people that really do believe in public servants and have worked in multiple administrations because they're, you know, Michael Cohen, for instance, we talked about yesterday, Jody, he was Trump's thug doing his dirty work for years and years and years. That's a personal choice. Some people, you know, I think truly were like Olivia and thinking, you know, they could help or they could ameliorate, you know,
Olivia
the worst.
Olivia is a classic Republican.
Yes, that's
right.
It.
You know, she's not anymore. She's a Democrat
now,
sane people.
Right. But she's not MAGA. And, you know, the party has been hijacked by MAGA, so she didn't have a home anymore.
But my point, Chris, and we talk about this all the time, being in this business, is there's a difference between lifelong public servants and people that really believe in that. And people like Tucker Carlson, that I'm sorry, there are a lot of them are grifters.
Yes.
They put their finger in the wind. They figure out when the grift is up. We know people we worked with. They aren't even right wing. And it's a choice because they're like, that's where the money is.
Yeah.
You know, like we always, it's not even a joke about people telling me you could be a multi-millionaire if you just said, oh, I've decided I'm right wing now. I'm going back to my family's roots. But I, you know, so Tucker Carlson, I'm like, they're looking at all the same polling we're looking at going, man, this game's about up for MAGA. But yeah, here he is.
I would not support the Republican Party. There's no chance I would support the Republican Party. Not going to support the Democratic Party. I don't know what I'm going to do.
What?
But at this point, you know, how could I or any American voter support a political party that's not loyal to the United States? I've voted Republican my entire life. I've been a consistent defender for 35 years of the Republican Party. I mean, very consistent defender. But there's no defending this. No, I'm out.
Okay, well, good. But
don't
again,
trust you as far as I can throw you, though.
Well, and Bob Seska thinks he's running for president.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That smells like an independent run. Like, but both sides do it. Both sides suck.
I'm
blah, blah, blah.
Hug him tight, though.
Yeah. No. But I mean, it's Megyn Kelly, any of these people. Like, you know what I mean? They're just, it's like I always said when, you know, I first worked with Ann Coulter. You know, she was just one of a million Republican blonde woman pundits. And they somehow at some point went, oh, I got to start saying, you know, crazier if I want to sell more books.
It made her money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of money.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I don't know what their core beliefs. Look at J.D. Vance. What are his core beliefs? That Trump is America's Hitler?
Yeah.
Megyn Kelly has no core beliefs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so I, you know, Tucker Carlson, like you said, I don't trust him. I mean, good that he's saying, you know, obviously the Republican part, this version is a disaster.
Not going to welcome him to my side, though.
Right. I need some Kyle Kulinski. Might I have some quickly?
Yes. Donald Trump has referred to Democrats as the enemy within, scum, terrorists, vermin, radical, lunatics, demonic, evil, fascist, Marxist, communist, garbage, the enemy of the people, treasonous, animals, degenerates, Jew haters, lowlives. He's called us everything under the sun. And by the way, he's been f***ing wrong about all of it. The shit we say about you guys is true.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
This guy.
We'll talk to Charlie Pierce next.
In our time, what those who build ballrooms and monuments to themselves, who rake in billions from foreign princes while the people's savings vanish along with their hospitals, what they hate the most is when the people try to hold them accountable at the polls.
Yep.
Senator John Ossoff, or as we call him, Senator Mabu. Okay.
McDreamy.
He's hot. He's so okay. Oh, speak, don't do that in front of your mother.
There's only one man now that
sorry,
understands,
Charlie.
And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Ah-ha. Hi, Charlie
hey,
Pierce.
Mary and Joseph. First, Bella disses Wisconsin.
I've never
and
been.
And then Jody throws me over for John Ossoff.
I know.
I'm having
I know.
A terrible morning.
I'm sorry, Charles. I'm so sorry.
Madison is a lovely town.
It is indeed.
I believe it. I've
Milwaukee's
never been.
Milwaukee's a lot of fun.
I love Milwaukee, too.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Okay, Shamil, Shamazel. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning to you, Stephanie.
You know, you, well, to paraphrase the old, it's only funny till a baby duckling dies. And now that's, you said the bigger than skyscrapers reflecting pool is killing baby ducks now. Dear God, this gets more ridiculous by the day with the box cutters and the Antifa yeah, and Obama.
Has anyone pointed out to the president that, you know, for them to do what he claims they're doing with the box cutters, that they need, like, scuba gear?
Yes. And that there are cameras 24... Where did we say? Yes. Oh, here it is. Mm-hmm. There are cameras that monitor the reflecting pool 24-7. It's Washington, D.C., FFS. There's no footage of anyone damaging or trying to cause damage or sprinkling algae spores or doing anything of the sort. These people live in a world of lies, and only morons believe them. I don't know what the percentage of morons is. Do you?
Realizing that I wrote a book in 2000 called Idiot America,
right.
And I really underclubbed myself.
You know, you should do a tour with the filmmakers of Idiocracy. Just be like, really? We didn't think it was real.
I'll tell you though, even I didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, you said it's this is a new. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
That's what I was. The first thing I thought of when when they found the dead duckling in the pond,
right,
or whatever the Lake Dementia there or whatever it is. I thought, you know, this is the people that told us we should vote for them because Haitians were eating the dogs and cats in Ohio.
Right, right. I think we should rename it Lake Dementia. That's what you said. There's a rising concern. There's a different deadly form of algae. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. It's creating...
yeah, cyanobacteria, which is really bad, by the way.
Yeah. No, I saw there was some footage of a bunch of ducks swimming in this sewage, you know, and you're like, you know, it's going to kill more wildlife. We said that we called it, right, Chris,
yeah,
the day they put in
course.
The hydrogen peroxide. We're like, this is...
Well, I was going to say, I don't think, you know, pouring, you know, a gallon of hydrogen peroxide is doing anybody any favors
no.
either.
Yeah. Well, as a new bird mother, I'm particularly sensitive to the whole...
I know. Have your family has flown away, I hear.
Yes, they have. I'm an empty nester. Thank you for your concern.
Literal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't... So here we go again, right? There's going to be Washington, D.C. juries that are like, wait, what now? So we're prosecuting what now? I mean...
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be fun to watch all these cases unravel.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing, is they're saying the people that are arrested now for vandalism, they're calling vandalism putting your hand in the pond or taking
a
piece of paint.
Fishing out the pieces of paint.
Right.
You know, I'll tell you, they just don't want people bringing them home.
yeah,
and hanging them on the wall and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want their own foolishness to become a to become a tourist trap.
So obviously, everybody's, you know, comparing it to the debacle in Iran. It's just it's hard to, like, they both fell apart at roughly the same rate, right? This latest. But can I just say, J.D. Vance, can he just stop admitting how incompetent he is? Here he is yesterday.
Trust me, I've spent a lot of time dealing with the Iranians over the last few months. Sometimes I find them extremely confusing as negotiators. I would just encourage the media, mistrust a little bit what you see coming out of Iranian social media. They can be confusing negotiators, but we feel like we're making progress.
He literally said, I don't really understand the diplomatic stuff. He said that yesterday.
Yeah, so
and
why
now
is
he's
he
like,
there?
I don't know, it's confusing.
Why is he there?
Yeah.
I think to borrow a phrase from our president, I don't think we're sending our best people.
No.
And he defended the posts by Trump that basically blew up these talks, the threats that Trump made. He said, well, what we told the Iranians yesterday is when you guys engage in what millennials might call trash talk, you can't expect the president of the United States not to respond. Oh, Trump started it. They didn't start it. Yeah, I don't
know. Trash talk goes back a lot further.
Yeah, that's not a millennial thing. What is he talking about?
Trump was the one that made the threats, not...
Well, I mean, you have to understand, J.D. Vance came out of a lab that Peter Thiel was operating.
Yeah.
Like, well, 4 days before he got elected to the Senate.
He's also a dork.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Really, he's got to lose the beard, man, because it's not helping with the double chin at all.
No, it's not. It's accentuating it.
But this, yeah, here's this part again. Here we go.
What we told the Iranians yesterday is when you guys engage in what us millennials might call trash talk, you can't expect the president of the United States not to respond and not to correct the record. So when they say things that aren't true, the president is going to respond to it. I'm going to respond to it. Americans are going to respond to it.
So he said, oh, well, yes, there was a little bit of threatening. There was a little bit of whining. But at the end of the day, the talks continued. We made great progress. What is the progress, Charlie? Do you have any idea?
Not a clue. Not a clue. They get the Iranians get the opportunity to wait out these clowns, and then like 60 days from now, they can do what they want.
I mean, here is James Comer declaring victory. Just take a listen.
If we have inspectors going in there, and if that strait is open for business and get, you know, oil is flowing, then I think it's very clear the United States will have won this conflict.
We had that under the Obama deal.
Thank you.
We had all of that.
We collided getting to that.
We had all of that.
You mean exactly what we have.
We had all of that before the war.
Right.
Oh, God. I don't know how, do they even speak to these families of 13 dead soldiers and go, yeah, we have exactly the same thing. And then, you know, to the families of the, how many is it? 150, 200 little girls we blew up? Like, okay.
I want to have somebody go out and do an interview for all those poor bastards that are on the oil tankers that can't move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right, one more, James Comer. Real quick.
Well, the Democrats and their friends in the liberal media, like at the New York Times, want President Trump to fail. They want America to fail. They were probably rooting for Iran, unfortunately.
Oh, God. This is what we're back in this again, right? You're not patriotic. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't support the troops.
President does not need us to root for him to fail.
Right.
In order to fail.
Because he's failing.
Right. And
he's doing a fine job on his own.
And as we played earlier, but a new CBS News poll shows 69, that's almost 70, Chris.
Mm, yes.
% of Americans believe Iran's nuclear program has not been stopped. The only reason that he said we were doing this. Meanwhile, 59, that's almost 60.
Yeah, I've heard.
% say Iran will continue to threaten its neighbors. Just 29% of Americans say the war has successfully advanced U.S. strategic interests. Only 28% believe it has advanced U.S. economic interests. So 78% of America, that's almost 80.
Yeah, that's what they say.
% of Americans saying the conflict should stop now. That includes a majority of Republicans as well as almost 60% of MAGA Republicans. So this, they can talk about Democrats of the liberal media all they want, right, Charlie? The polling is there. Nobody likes this.
All they've got left is the stuff they've been saying for 40 years.
Right.
Right.
And it's not working anymore.
Well, let's Harry, give me Harry Anton again. Again, this is, yeah, here we go.
Look at this. 66% of Americans simply think he wanted to end the war. And even among Republicans, his own party, don't think that, in fact, the Trump administration met its war goals. In fact, they think he wants to just end the war. So this idea, hey, we won, everyone, we won. The American people don't think that is exactly what happened. What they think happened was Iran was fighting back. America looked at their chance of victory in terms of what Trump initially laid out as the chance of victory. They did not think that that was possibly going to be accomplished. We're talking about two-thirds of Americans and even a majority of Republicans did.
So if you've got
somebody put 400 volts through Harry.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much every day. Ben Shapiro went absolutely nuclear, let's say, on J.D. Vance for his humiliating performance in Switzerland. He said that Vance came across like a pathetic wimp who was too busy sucking up to terrorist countries to realize the U.S. Calls the shots. He said Vance spent the weekend looking weak in front of the Qataris, the Pakistanis, and most of all the Iranians. I've never seen a weaker look from a Republican politician. It is not a peace through strength. It's war through weakness. I mean, I guess that's the only play now is to blame Vance instead of Trump.
He's being set up like a bowling pin.
He said Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio is, you know, sitting in the tiny little matchbox where he lives now going.
Yeah, he said, Shapiro said Vance was getting dunked on by Middle Eastern leaders. He said, is this what America First looks like? Seriously? I mean, I guess that's the only play they have left. And that's what Trump already foreshadowed it.
If you're getting dunked on by a bunch of, like, fat guys in robes, you're not playing good ball.
Right.
Yeah. All right, speaking of playing ball and sporting the sports, as we do with you, as also a famous sports writer. We were saying, it's kind of extraordinary, you know, in L.A. here, Charlie, the crowd was cheering for Iran, and Iran left note in the...
Here we were overwhelmed by the Scots.
Yes, you were.
Yes.
We want the Scots back, like, immediately.
But
there is a scenario, by the way, where if they were somehow to manage to beat Brazil, which they won't, but they would be coming back here to play on the 4th of July.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Wow.
Oh.
That would have been great.
Anyway, we were just saying in L.A., it was just they left this beautiful note in the locker room about peace and whatever. And it just, we were saying, you know, look at the Knicks celebration in New York and this Obama, you know, presidential center. I mean, it just, there's, we forget how much we're missing joy and people celebrating.
You know, here we are in the middle of the worst, you know, the worst immigration policies since the Chinese Exclusion Act. Yeah. And yet, we greet people from other nations with joy, and they give it right back to us.
Yeah. I mean, and yet, I hope that
Massachusetts, for example, also has the largest population of immigrants from Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Who are the underdog darlings of the World Cup.
Well, I just was hoping that the message, you know, at least we got from this thing out here is that, you know, they know that the American people are not the Trump administration.
That's exactly what I was talking to Chris before I went on the air, that we're not our president.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because this, DHS steps on a rake with racist World Cup posts. The Groypers apparently moonlighting at the Department of Homeland Security's social media team tried to jump on the World Cup bandwagon with a far-right anti-immigrant tweet ahead of the clash with Australia. Our soil, defend the homeland, one nation, one homeland, one team. Ay, 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 Zeke Heil, right?
Ein Volk. Ein Führer.
Right. And as someone posted, defend the homeland as if other teams playing at the World Cup are invaders. Second, notice how the DHS tagline bears an uncomfortable resemblance to a Nazi slogan. And the funniest part of the image itself is it completely undermines the accompanying far-right message. It's a picture of three non-white American players. One of them is an American by virtue of, wait for it, birthright citizenship. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Graham Plattner is disqualified because he has a tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, I hope they get that
I hope the next
Trump
month goes as well as it has, because it's just been it's been fun.
Yeah.
I'm not even a big soccer guy, but.
Yeah, me neither. But it's just
I love big events.
Just joy. I think, as Mandami said, something that brings us together in joy instead of in tragedy, like 9/11, has just been
absolutely
nice.
Yes.
You know? All right. Charlie, love you. See you next week. We'll be right back.
Stephanie Miller.
Alpha Liberal Mike Nellis coming up in just a bit. Charlemagne the God on the Obamas.
I like it, though. I like whenever, you know, they speak out against the Obamas because it reminds us of what the White House is currently lacking. It's just a reminder that there's no dignity in the White House anymore, that there's no class in the White House anymore. Yeah. So me personally, man, you know, if you know somebody is better than you, why even bring them up? Now people are going to make the comparison.
I thought this was hilarious. You know, you can tell, Chris, when you're on news sites, which is Fox News. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell is it? Because, you know, obviously this presidential center, by all, you know, critiques, is just spectacular. The opening was unbelievable. And I love that it's not just a library like some presidents. It's a whole, you know, community center and, you know, there's playgrounds and, you know, you name it, right? Gardens and youth sports. There's a sports complex. And, you know, it's really meant for the people community. To you, a living. Yeah. But I thought, oh, my God, only on Foxnews.com. Obama Center isn't a traditional presidential library. Critics say it's an activism center.
What?
What do you think the Reagan Center is in Simi Valley?
Yes, I've been there.
That is a conservative activism center.
I was like, because I'm going, what? Okay, every single president, first of all, opens something, right? There, but this is on Fox News. Hang on. Well, let me just read a little. The $1 billion. First of all, they raised the money. It's not taxpayer money like Trump.
Right.
Obama Presidential Center opened with a huge fanfare last week in a park near the shore of Lake Michigan. But critics say what the public thinks is a library will function as the headquarters of Barack Obama's private foundation, promoting the 44th president's left-wing worldview to future generations.
It's his prerogative.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it.
I know. I was like, what? And the point is, what? Doesn't every president promote their worldview?
That's what the Reagan Center does.
Yes.
Simi Valley. Yeah. Library. That, I mean,
right.
You know?
That just cracked me up. And I'm like, oh, okay, of course, it's on FoxNews.com. So they're quoting people here. Hold, please. Let me get my scary music back. Usually, these libraries are a monument to the presidency, and the presidency is in the past. It's in the rearview mirror. It looks like Obama wants to use it as some kind of activism center. Something that continues to promote the ideas and his political views.
Democracy?
That bastard!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold please, we're not done. Critics say, boy, there's a lot of, apparently a ton of...
Yeah, unnamed critics.
Unnamed
critics. Say, Thursday's ceremony confirmed what they feared all along. The center seems designed not just to preserve Obama's presidency, but to carry his vision into the future.
You don't say.
No.
Just like the Reagan Center does for Ronald Reagan.
This is a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. Apparently, the Obama... Oh, my God, it's stuck.
It's a nightmare. This is a nightmare.
When is this ass clown going to do an expose on the Reagan Center? Seriously.
Know. And it's to revitalize the South Side, and it's supposed to be this beautiful living place that people, you know, I'm like, oh, that bastard. There's youth programs? How dare they? For kids to get involved in... There's like a garden in there like Michelle Obama had? How? Ugh. I just was like, wow, they really have to dig. Mm-hmm. And plus, it is just spectacular. The architecture, the you know, all of it. And again, not like grifting and using taxpayer money. Who cares how much it costs?
Yeah,
they raised it all.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Also, this just, did this send the hair up the back of your neck? Confirmed Ebola cases in Congo outbreak, top 1,000 with 254 deaths. I'm like, oh my God. Do you remember when we had one Ebola case here and they wanted to, they literally were calling for the impeachment of Obama. And then he obviously, because they believed in science, shut that down immediately. But now I'm like, oh, dear God. Right. Because this is, do you remember COVID? Like, oh, well, it's just over there. How bad can that be? You know, with these people in charge? Like I said, we're going to have an opportunity to bleed from the eyeballs. But the good news is you won't be able to read your grocery bill as well.
Awesome.
That's true.
So that'll be that sunny side. Okay, Mike Nellis coming up.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Can you at least tell us the nuclear inspectors will be starting right away to secure the uranium?
In terms of when the nuclear inspectors are going to start, it's funny, we were trying to call some of the inspectors last night around 2 in the morning. As you can expect, not many people were answering their phone at 2 in the morning.
Is that funny, though? We've been at war for 4 months and no one thought to call the nuclear inspectors before 2 a.m. last night. It's really less funny than just foresight and planning. Honestly, I mean, have you ever wondered who the f*** buys luggage at an airport? That's our negotiating team. Oh, did we forget something? Oh, you know what? Why am I walking through the airport just carrying my f*** in my arms?
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Okay. Yes, he's too busy focusing on the, who is it now, Jody? The Obama in a scuba gear dressed as Antifa with a box cutter that sabotaged the... I'm sort of joking, but all of that was in conspiracy stuff that he spewed yesterday. He said the reflecting pool had been given a 300-foot-long gash.
It birthed the nation.
And as chemicals have been illegally placed in the water...
He placed chemicals in the water.
Yeah.
Why are you arresting yourself? So six people have been arrested in connection with alleged vandalism.
Getting near the water.
Yes. Touching it. Yeah. Or, picking up a piece of floating blue paint or something.
Dead duckling.
Okay. What is it all about, Algie?
What's it all about, Algie? Is it just in that pool that you live? What's it all about when they paint it blue, Algie? If our cement pond pH is too strong, Algie.
So beautiful. So beautiful. Marion Ann Arbor, Rocky Mountain Mike. So beautiful. Hey, Jody, are you thinking, is it just the reflecting pool that we're poisoning and killing the ducks and stuff?
No.
No. The White House announced last week that Scotts Miracle-Gro, an Ohio-based company, will commit $1 million to restore the South Lawn after the USC event. What do we say? It looks, the entire Washington looks like Pride Rock after Scar took over.
Yeah.
It's pretty much... So this is where we destroyed with the claw and the whatever held on Trump's 80th birthday that left it heavily damaged. The company said it is donating a combination of monetary and product support, including resodding the South Lawn and then creating a custom turf grass blend. Something.
It's basically a giant commercial for Scotts Miracle-Gro.
Yes. Yeah. Crew said major corporations generally don't do things out of the goodness of their heart. It's generally they do things for the government because they want something from the government.
Yes.
It's all a grift. Thank you. Freddie posted, this is insane. The White House official account is running ads for Scotts Miracle-Gro.
Yeah.
Right. They market and distribute the herbicide Roundup, whose active ingredient has been the subject of lawsuits alleging it causes cancer.
Right.
In February, Trump signed an executive order calling glyphosate crucial to the national security and defense of the country, a move that angered even part of his base. The Supreme Court currently considering whether to block lawsuits that allege Roundup causes cancer. In 2024, the company donated $50,000 to Trump's Make America Great Again PAC. And then the White House posted what I just said. It was like basically an ad.
Yeah.
What is the excuse for the tarp now? They're doing... Basically, there's a light broken on the Kennedy Center, and they're taking it to Santa's.
Right, they're taking it.
Yeah, they're
shop, and they have to fix it up there. Then they'll bring it back.
Have to replace the marble panels or
something.
Right, something.
Yeah.
Fine in that picture.
Yeah, the Washington Post published some photos this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From behind the tarp.
There's a broken light.
Grinch.
Grinch. Yeah, that was basically a Grinch excuse. Something.
Why, my sweet little tot? The fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that that won't light okay. on one side.
Oh.
So I'm taking it home to my workshop, yeah. my dear.
Fix it up
I'll
there?
Fix it up there.
We'll bring it back here.
And I'll bring it back here.
All right. Representative Joyce Beatty of Ohio filed a motion seeking to remove the TARC from the front of the Kennedy Center and blasting Trump's administration for its petty act of defiance of previous court orders. She was the one that got his name removed in the first place.
And it's confirmed that his name was removed.
Yes.
They published photos this morning.
Yeah, yeah. But he's just a petty little bitch. That's why the TARP
is
up.
That's exactly what it is.
So then we were talking to Barb McQuaid yesterday. You know, we're winning as we went over a bunch of things this morning, and we're winning a bunch of things. It's just exhausting that we have never been through a period like this in our history, Jordy, where we just have to keep suing over and over and going to court to prevent like just blatantly illegal things, and then we win, and then he delays, and then appeals, and it's just can you imagine a time when we don't have to fight our own government this much? It's unbelievable. Oh, speaking of which, Supreme Court further erodes Voting Rights Act. Ay, ay, ay. By declining to take up a lower court ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court has dealt another blow to the Voting Rights Act. They announced Monday they will not review an Arkansas-based lawsuit, leaving in place a 2025 appeals court ruling that ends a long-used tool for protecting minority voters from discrimination under the landmark law in seven mainly Midwestern states. So that's part of it that's disgusting, is you just never – the Supreme Court is – you know, we used to think like, oh, it'll get fixed at the Supreme Court if, you know, we lose here or there. But the ruling
on that anymore.
Yeah. So this is Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota and South Dakota. Again, why do we need two? We don't. Private individuals and groups, they said they don't have the right to sue to enforce what's called Section 208. This is what we were talking to Barb McQuaid about, Jody, is people that are way smarter than me, which includes almost everyone. But, you know, she is concerned. I mean, everybody that you know, knows the law is concerned about what they're going to try, what they're going to get away with, what the Supreme Court will, you know, will rubber stamp. All right. We were mentioning about the flu. It's so weird. Uh-huh. Washington Post editorial board writes, an influenza outbreak at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas has sickened almost 160 people in the past few weeks and might even have killed one person going through basic training. Hegseth's decision to eliminate the military's universal flu vaccine mandate was an exceptionally bad idea.
No kidding.
When Hegseth announced the new vaccine policy, he claimed that overly broad mandates only weaken our warfighting capabilities.
No.
The opposite, right? Mm-hmm. And stress that the rollback would restore freedom and strength to our joint force. By everyone getting the flu. Okay. In reality, his apparent motive was pandering to anti-vaccine elements inside Trump's coalition.
You lose your freedom when you join the army.
They seceded.
To listen to everybody else. You don't have freedom in the army or
thank
in
you.
Any armed
and
services.
They succeeded in, you know, making people doubt the COVID vaccine. But with the flu vaccine? Everybody's been getting the flu vaccine for 11 billion years. Like, they've made things controversial that are not controversial anymore, right? At least in the science community. Mike in Michigan, you're on with Jody. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jody, how you doing?
I'm well.
Hi, Stephanie. Yeah, just a celebration, 150 years since the Battle of Greasy Grass this Thursday, okay? Which happened in 1876, 150 years ago, was the Battle of Little Bighorn, Custer's last stand.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And I just wanted, they're trying to get a reenactment with Trump to play Custer. Okay.
Oh.
It'd be great. I mean, I was getting my bow and arrow off and.
Hmm.
See if that would happen. I mean,
right.
It's not. They'd have to change it from yellow hair to orange hair.
Okay. All right. That, okay. All right. He borrowed Charlie Brown's teacher's phone. Was it just
he
me?
He did.
I can never tell if it's my ears. Can I ask one question, Jody? Civil War reenactments or any kind of reenactments? Why?
I've never understood it.
Why?
In eighth grade, we had to do a Civil War reenactment for history class. We had to spend the night on campus and sleep in tents, and we got fake muskets and everything.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't think I learned anything.
No.
I don't remember anything about why we did that.
I mean, that's not.
Wouldn't you want to reenact like good things in life?
No, they made us eat hardtack.
Your first orgasm.
Oh,
and
no.
beef jerky.
What's hardtack?
Oh my gosh. Like the biscuits that are really hard.
And you have to like soak them in
water.
Milk
coffee.
Or water. Yeah.
You guys just stepped on my very good idea. What? I just said, why do you want to reenact horrible things like war? Not why not like your first orgasm? Why not reenact, you know, good things that happen?
All right, go ahead, Stephanie.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm just doing it in front of you. All right. It was with Damian Brady by accident. And
front by seat, accident? Front How seat. Do you give yourself an orgasm by accident?
Front seat of his car. We're making out.
It's a physical reaction.
What? Yeah. So. I didn't know what happened. I thought I was having a stroke. I didn't know.
I bet.
It was all tingly. Okay. It was just, we were making out, and then, you know.
So a dude
I sort of ended up on top of him. We were,
you
know.
A dude has made you.
And I was like.
A dude has made you.
See, I just reenacted my first orgasm.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like Jerry Lewis. That was it. That was it. That was my first orgasm.
How many more times did you do that with Damien?
Never again.
After making that noise, I wouldn't want to be around you again.
I was a Catholic girl, and I always refused to go in the back seat because you were a whore if you went in the back seat.
Well,
so I had my evidently. I had my blah in the front seat. Okay, listen. Jody, have you noticed how completely rapey Trump is about basically everything?
Yes.
Okay, so this whole Prime Minister Maloney thing, first of all, he's just a liar, right? She wanted it. She begged me. So CNN's Daniel Dale, God bless him.
Yes.
Thank you for your service. He ticked off examples of Trump's oft-repeated lies, claiming that notable figures begged him for something. God. So this was, she begged me to take a picture with it. She wanted a picture with me so badly. I wouldn't have taken it, but I felt sorry for her.
No.
I loved her. She said, there's one thing he should remember. Neither I or Italy ever beg. Yeah, you do. They call her the Iron Lady of Italy.
There's
like, you do not with Italian women. Ask Nancy Pelosi, right? He said the president has a years-long history of telling false or highly dubious tales about people having supposedly begged him for things in 2016. He said, our good friend, Sherry Jacobus, Republican operative, begged people for a job, turned her down twice, and she went hostile. Jacobus provided proof, as she does, she's a journalist, that Trump's campaign actually reached out to her about working for him. Trump claimed conservative activist Brent Bozell came to his office begging for money like a dog. Okay, can I just say dogs beg for lots of stuff
money?
Like biscuits and food and stuff. Dogs don't beg for money.
Yeah.
I don't want this biscuit. Where's
the money?
Yeah, where's the cash?
Where's some Bitcoin?
I need some quiche.
Bozell hit back saying I had not gone to him for money. He'd invited me to lunch to discuss his potential campaign. I hadn't groveled. I hadn't even asked for money. He had offered it. In 2017, he said Senator Bob Corker begged me to endorse him for reelection. I said no. He dropped out. Corker's office vehemently disagreed, saying Trump had repeatedly encouraged the senator to run again and did offer his endorsement. Trump claimed that John Oliver had his people call me to ask me on his very boring and low-rated show, but I said, no thanks. Waste of time and energy. Oliver said it's a total lie, a meaningless lie. What kind of moron would lie about something this pathetic?
Well, also, John Oliver's show is not the kind of show where you have guests. Like, they may be in a sketch
right.
or something,
right.
but he doesn't
do interviews.
Right?
Things.
Yeah,
it's not his show.
It's just but that's what we're saying. Like, why they just pissed off Italy, which is one of like his only allies, and for no reason, just for some stupid lie. Anyway, all right. Mike Nellis joins us in just a few.
Stephanie Miller.
Dancing as fast as I can. Don't know if I'm coming. Or going, or rocking, or rolling, I'm dancing as fast as I can.
Aww. The official girl group of the Stephanie Miller Show. Betty.
Yep.
Jody was just doing her a cross-eyed funny face, but she has the one mother in all of America that cannot say, don't do that, it'll stick like that.
You'll make a good
because
living.
Your mother made quite a good living.
You can make a very good living doing that.
Yeah. Which... yeah, making funny face. Did she cross her eyes like that too?
I can do that. You know, I can go from one side to cross and then the other side.
Okay. All right. So we've been talking about wins this morning. Wins. Yay. Judge Boot's bid to get Maryland voters list. DOJ is now 0-9 on that one. DOJ subpoena of Tim Walz blocked as harassment. I believe they also, That was a weird thing. For the, you know, the Washington Post and who's the other paper, they tried to get subpoenas and then withdrew them.
Yeah.
Like, to try and, like, I don't know. I don't even know. Is it bad reporting about Iran or something?
Well, New York. He's threatening to sue the New York Times over the reporting, too.
Right, on reporting that the Iran deal's a debacle, which it is.
Well, and the reflecting pool. He's upset about that as well.
Yeah, but that was the weirdest. I mean, like, they even had to withdraw that, but... Anyway, this one, the DOJ may be able to release potentially embarrassing Biden audio recordings unless a court steps in. Former President Biden facing an uphill battle to stop the DOJ from sharing recordings it collected of him speaking to a ghostwriter in 2016 and 2017. So they're obviously, this is Robert Hur spent like how much time and taxpayer money and, you know, on all of this. They're just trying to embarrass him, right? Yes. And, you know. So, and meanwhile, you've got Trump falling asleep literally every time he's on camera and not making a bit of sense the rest of the time. It's just infuriating. All right. So this new book, hot-headed homo Scott Bessent.
Yes.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. I have quite the temper, don't I? He gave Commerce Secretary Howard Nutlick.
Lutnick.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I always get that wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Gave him a dressing down that greatly amused Trump. I swear to God, this is Trump's, like, this is his whole thing.
He
is just reality TV.
Yeah,
reality TV. It's all a reality TV show to him. It's so apparently, oh God, the Trump, some of the, they were talking about Ukraine, and Trump said, I'm not a big fan of Ukraine, except they're women. They keep winning Miss Universe. He's the rapiest pig.
No.
Meanwhile, the Ukraine minerals deal was causing considerable internal dissension. Howard Nutlick told the president that Scott Bessent had screwed up the deal. Bessent looked at Nutlick's proposal and said, this is a... The deal. You are an idiot.
Oh.
Bessent went right back to the president and said, Howard has up the deal. I had an uncapped deal and we're getting revenues, not earnings. Trump said, they gave you that. Yes. Trump started mocking Nutlick, sometimes in front of others, enjoying the sport. Fight. Big bag of rats.
You imagine,
you're all equally awful.
Can you imagine working in a workplace like that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God.
No, I can't, you idiot. What's your point?
F off.
Oh.
See, we did there. We did a little skit.
We did an improv.
That was improv.
Yes. Oh, buddy. A little skit. Tell your mom we did a skit.
That is a skit. It's not a sketch. You are absolutely correct.
It was a skit, yeah.
All right. Mike Nellis next.
I did say that I would only run for two terms. I underestimated how much seniority, experience, and knowledge matters in the Senate.
Oh.
She's awful.
She is concerned, is she?
Uh-huh.
There's not enough,
I said I was going to run
hacks.
For two terms, but...
Yeah, she's concerned. She's concerned.
I ended up liking it, so I stayed.
Yeah, she's concerned there's not enough old hacks in the... okay, in the Senate. Hey, look who's here. Here comes Mike Nellis, Chicago Tough.
That's right.
Because now
Mike Nellis gets it done.
Nellis gets it done.
I've become kind of a weird stalky fan, like I read everything you write.
Nellis gets it done.
Nellis gets it done.
Nellis gets it done.
Nellis gets it done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hi, Mike Nellis, hi.
Hi, how much longer do I have to pretend that I hate that song?
Love it. I love it. Good morning, sir.
Awful. Morning. How are you?
Where do we even start this morning?
Well, you want to talk about Senator Collins?
We could.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Go ahead.
Her team needs to keep her away from a microphone.
Yes.
I mean, every time she opens her mouth, she's defending her vote for Brett Kavanaugh, which is the most indefensible vote from any senator representing a blue state on the planet. Like, it's awful. She's got to get away from that. Otherwise, Graham Plattner is going to win by 20.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what is the latest polling? Do you know?
Probably up, I would guess, average 3-4%.
Yeah.
So it's close.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, look, His let's say defects as a candidate have hurt him. I'm not going to pretend like they haven't, and they're to me deeply troubling. But he's still in the pole position. I mean, it's a D+8 state, I believe. Maine is pretty blue.
I saved a Lincoln Project post for you. They said, we have a new message for Democrats. Attack, attack, attack. Trump is corrupt. He's butchered the economy. His DOJ operates like mob lawyers. Every voter knows it. Stop looking backwards. Stop with the endless focus groups. This isn't complicated. He's weak. Finish him.
I mean, I think I have a yes and for that. Like, it's right. Yeah. We should go on the attack. We should be hitting Trump hard, but we have to articulate our vision for the future of
absolutely
this country.
Yes.
I think Democrats everywhere in red states and blue states and everywhere in between have to embrace some version of economic populism and make sure that people understand we can use the government to have a direct and immediate impact in their lives, because with AI and robotics and state of the job market and wages being depressed, people are getting absolutely killed right now. The right has no answer and no solution to anything that's going to make your life better. Trump is focused on the green algae and arresting people who he claimed vandalized the memorial. And by the way, if we're going to arrest people that are vandalizing our memorials, may I suggest we arrest Donald Trump and put him in an orange jumpsuit? It'll look really good with his hair. But ultimately, they've got... Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. But they've got... I liked it, and then there was a delay, so I was like, dang it, it didn't hit. We got to get back to focusing on people, because I just always think about that old Paul Wellstone quote, is politics is about the improvement of people's lives, and we're so far away from that right now. We've got to do better on that.
By the way, Mike, I've been waiting for a laugh in this room for 20 years. Anyway.
Good luck with that, Stephanie.
You guys were telling me about Adam Schiff coming in all the time. Are you telling me he didn't make you guys laugh?
Yes, he did.
He's very funny.
He's a very funny
guy.
I know. I was going to say, he's one of my funnier clients. I love him.
Yeah.
No, he's done Sexy Liberal with us. He's very funny.
He's done stand-up a couple times.
He does do stand-up. We've been to the improv.
He did an improv stand-up night where he actually did stand-up, and he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
When your client calls you and says, I'm doing a stand-up night as a consultant, you get nervous.
Yeah, you're like, oh, no. Oh, no. So speaking of doing real things for real people, the Senate on Monday overwhelmingly passed a bipartisan bill aimed at lowering housing costs, sending the legislation to the House. Senate Democrats had here once again, both sides don't do it. Senate Democrats had attempted to include an all-out ban on companies buying single-family homes. Republicans fought to soften the language. So the final bill, it's at least restricts companies who already own more than 350 single-family homes from purchasing more. Five Republican senators voted against it. Johnson, Lee, Paul, Scott, and Tuberville. It largely, Mike, is Democrats fighting for all of these things. They sometimes have to, and this is only because it's right before the midterms to me that they even drag Republicans this far, right?
Well, I have a bold take for you this morning, Stephanie.
Okay. Well, that's why we call you.
That's right. Democrats are good. Okay, Democrats are good. They're not perfect, but they're good, all right? And I have a lot of qualms with the party, and I have a lot of qualms with the leadership and stuff like that. But by and large, every member of the Democratic Party is trying to do something that's going to improve your life. Even if you disagree with it, they're trying to help you. And Republicans aren't doing that. They're always standing in the way of progress, okay? And every single time that we have had a piece of legislation that has been stalled, it has always been because 49, 50, 51 Republicans vote against it. They do not have any backbone or clarity or ability to advance this legislation. And by the way, I'll note, on housing, Donald Trump, one of the core central promises of his campaign, and he said it multiple times last year in particular, he said, we are going to stop these companies from buying all of these houses. We're going to stop China from buying all of these houses because China's buying up our real estate too. They're not doing anything about that, okay? He said he was going to sign an executive order, never did it, okay? And so these guys are all talk, no action. My dad always calls them ATNAs is what they are. And again, if we get back to a Democratic Party that one will keep trying to do these things, but will use power the same way that Trump uses power to do stupid stuff and corrupt stuff, then we might actually be able to get something done. And then people will trust us again and believe that government can be a force for good.
So nonpartisan Cook Political Report moves 7 House seats toward Democrats. They said despite the GOP appearing to benefit from nationwide redistricting battle, Democrats remain, quote, in a strong position to retain control of the House, with the battlefield continuing to shift in their favor as the political environment further deteriorates for the GOP. I know we keep saying don't get happy because it's all going to be about turnout, but it does seem like so far the gerrymandering is not working the way they hoped it would.
Yeah, well, I mean, the environment is so terrible for them. Like, it's just bad. I mean, we're probably looking right now, if the election were today, at an environment that is 8 to 12 points more Democratic than it was in 2024, and that is a massive massive swing against them. It's why they keep losing all these elections. I think people should be vigilant, though, for a couple of reasons. Like, one, they're going to try to cheat. They're going to try to steal. Trump is trying to manipulate the Senate to pass the SAVE Act, which I don't think he's going to be able to do. But that is not about voter ID. When they talk about it as voter ID, it's actually about creating a massive bureaucracy that will make it harder for you to register.